Hero.com Virus Attack by Andy Briggs, narrated by Will Rycroft. This work is copyrighted 2008 by Andy Briggs. This recording is copyrighted 2009 by WF Howes Limited. And now, Hero.com Virus Attack.
Chapter 1. A Second Chance. The sky was dark, as grey plumes of ash and steam rose from the ocean, and yet a glimmer of sunlight poked through the haze. It offered just enough light for the burnt figure to see his next handhold, as he pulled himself further up the hill that jutted above the blazing jungle. What seemed like hours earlier, but it could well have been minutes, Basilisk had been running for his life from a superhero. He'd managed to lose his pursuer in the dense jungle, aided by the volcano smoke that blanketed the landscape. But it had cost him several injuries, and he'd almost broken his leg when he'd fallen down a ravine. Atop the hill, he fought for his breath and watched a twin-rotor Chinook helicopter land on the beach. Even through the volcanic atmosphere, the Enforcer's logo was visible on the side. The shape-shifting reptilian superhero called Chameleon was easily recognizable as he climbed onto the tail ramp. 15 seconds later, the helicopter rose and vanished towards the horizon. Basilisk wheezed as the sulfuric smoke drifted over him. He had never thought his life would end on a plateau above a sea of flowing lava. He reflected on his childhood, long ago in Hungary, when he had sneaked from the small hut that he called home to watch shooting stars light up the night sky. His mind's eye replayed the moment one of the stars grew bigger, illuminating the landscape until it drove into the earth in a blinding explosion. He didn't know it, but the light was high-intensity radiation, although at the time the word radiation hadn't even been imagined. The radiation burnt his eyes and mutated his body in ways that he'd only just come to understand centuries later. He thought that he'd been blinded. His father had found him and thrown water across the boy's face to rouse him. Then he prized his eyes open, unleashing his child's new powers. In a bright burst of blue light, his father turned to stone under the boy's gaze. Basilisk shook his head sadly. That was the moment his life switched from normality to embracing the villain within him. That was the day Basilisk was born. Ironically, the man who could turn others to stone was about to be killed on an island that was fast becoming...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?